Street food is a term that has a lot of cachet in the dining world these days. I just wish we could get our hands on a little more of it. Street food is all over TV food programs, of course, with telegenic hosts leading their viewers on vicarious romps through the market stalls and homey huts of exotic destinations for those thrilling food finds. And the mention of street food can hold happy memories for people who have witnessed it in action elsewhere, whether it's the crepe stands of Paris, the dealers of those slim, simple, utterly satisfying bocadillo sandwiches around Spain, or even just the slice on any given corner pizzeria culture of New York. The appeal is easy to see. It's about efficiency, easy access, and sometimes even a little adventure. A low-cost invitation to try something tasty without getting tied up in a whole dining experience. And so, these days, savvy marketers have even started applying the street food tag to restaurant concepts where the only connection to the street is the fact that customers drove on one to get there. But when I think of street food, I'm not thinking of a takeout window or a waiting list to join the communal table. I'm thinking, I give you money, you give me food, and I walk away eating it. As hard as it normally is to find examples of this around New Orleans, there are certain times and places where something very close to the glittering ideal of grab-and-go street food blossoms all around us. That's festival time, and the spring version of it is about to explode. Festivals provide what street food needs to thrive, namely a high volume of passers-by looking to eat without slowing down. They provide this only temporarily and only in very prescribed areas, but when you're in the thick of one, it's tempting to look around and imagine the possibilities. French Quarter Festival, now underway once again, is a prime example. This free festival is spread across the riverfront and the Vieux Carré, and in addition to all the music stages, it brings about 4 dozen booths representing New Orleans restaurants from the grand to the grassroots varieties. All have the order, pay, and eat rhythm of street food down pretty well, whether they're serving prime rib de brie po' boys, crawfish sausage, shrimp remoulade in cardboard boats, boudin links on sticks, meat pies in greasy little packets, vegetarian hot dogs, seaweed salads, lamb sliders, pork chop lollipops, turkey legs, fish tacos, bowls of gumbo, or even a handheld serving of baked Alaska. Seriously, it's all out there on the streets this weekend. Of course, the other thing festivals provide, again temporarily and in limited areas, is permission to do street food. The food truck operators, who have been planting the flag for their own version of more street food around town, can attest to the hassle of trying to start something different here. They have not had a smooth road. So, this French Quarter festival setting is more a dream of what New Orleans street food could be than any realistic model. But maybe somewhere between all the food stands and stalls massed for this weekend's annual event, there are nuggets of inspiration for something else. Even if it proves an uphill battle, think about how delicious the field research could be. Learn more at wwno.org.